أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. In the previous ayats we read of those people who become murtad in the various forms, who give up Islam, renegade and say that we are no more Muslims and go out of the fold of Islam, and the different types and conditions. However, Allah explained what terrible, what severe punishment there is for them, that the curses of Allah, the Farishtas and all of mankind is upon them. However, the Quran Sharif, as in all matters, is very, very balanced and has a full consideration for everyone. Allah Ta'ala further says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَعَبُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَسْلَحُوا. مگر جنہوں نے توبہ کی اس کے بعد اور نیک کام کیے. However, those people, even after they became murtad, but they made توبہ after that, and they corrected their lives, they made the islah. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. تو بے شک اللہ غفور رحیم ہے. Then unfortunately, most definitely you will find Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. After the terrible sins, which are like treason in a government, going against the government, the worst type of sin to become a murtad. But even that person, if he makes tawbah, you will find Allah Ta'ala to be forgiving, and not only forgiving, Allah will shower his mercies also on that person. So that person who makes tawbah, this ayat was revealed to one with regard to one Ansari Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had become a murtad, and after that he realized his mistake, and he asked his clan people that find out for me from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I've made a very big mistake and I want to accept Islam truly. Will I be accepted again? On that this ayat was revealed that definitely a person who makes sincerely tawbah, corrects his ways, Allah will forgive such a person. Then in the next two ayats Allah explains other types of people who will never be forgiven. The one is إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. بے شک جو لوگ منکر ہوئے مان کر, those people who after having accepted Islam, they became kafirs again, that is, they became murtad. And then ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا. پھر بڑھتے رہے ان کے انکار میں. And then they carried on with their iftidad, carrying on harming the Muslims, going against the Muslims, against the laws of Allah Ta'ala. They did not make no tawbah, but in fact they on the other side increased in their kufr all the time. For such people Allah says, لَن تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ. ہرگز قبول نہ ہوگی ان کی توبہ. Their tawbah, if perchance they make, and just outwardly, which is called a political tawbah, just to bluff people they make tawbah, that will not be accepted. If they do make sincere tawbah, correct their ways, then all Allah says, Allah will forgive them. But these people who carry on with their kufr, and they die in that condition, then it at any time, like Fir'aun, on his dying bed, when he saw clearly the azab, at that time, outwardly he said, I bring iman, it was too late, it was not accepted. So until the time when a person's tawbah is accepted, that is when sakarat doesn't still start on a person, and he makes tawbah, it will be accepted. But if he doesn't, then his tawbah will not be accepted. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الضَّالُّونَ. اور وہی ہے گمراہ. And these are those people who are gone completely astray. Another group of people Allah explains, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. جو لوگ کافر ہوئے, that is, they were Muslims, and then they went out of the fold of Islam, they became kafir. وَمَاتُوا. Or marge, and in that condition they died, in the condition of kufr. Wahum kuffar, or kafir hai, that is, they died in the condition of kufr. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضَ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ اِفْتَدَى بِهِ. تو ہرگز قبول نہ ہوگا کسی ایسے سے زمین بھر کر سونا, اور اگرچہ بدلہ دل جاوی اس قدر سونا. Then from those people, even if they give from any of them, if they bring the whole world full of gold, that will also not be accepted. If on the day of Qiyamah, which is an impossible thing, but just to make it clear in the minds of people, that even if they come with the whole world amounts of gold, and they want to give it to get freed from the fire of Jahannam, to be saved from the punishment of Allah, Allah says it will not be accepted from them. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Unko azab darnak hai. For them will be a very painful punishment. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن نَاصِرِينَ اور کوئی نہیں ان کا مددگار. And there will be absolutely nobody to help them. They won't have any helpers. Yeah, in this world, a person does wrong. Everyone goes against him. But there are some people who still give him some support. But then in the akhirat, they will have absolutely no support. And if they do have also, it won't help them in any way in front of the command and decree of Allah Ta'ala. So here in this last ayat, Allah has explained the terrible sin of irtidad, of going out of the fold of Islam voluntarily or without knowing to do such actions by which a person goes out of the fold of Islam, how severe that sin is. And for in order to save ourselves, we should make the dhikr of Allah regularly, especially the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. And also keep the company of the righteous and the pious. Stay away from all types of sin and stay away from all wrong company. And people who will teach us and who will make us do the wrong things. From all those wrong things we must stay away. Then we will be protected. But if we are mixed in with the wrong type of people, the wrong places all the time, and we don't come to masjid, we don't read Quran Sharif, we don't make any zikr, then that person is in a very dangerous position. May Allah Ta'ala guide us, protect our iman, the iman of all the Muslims of the world. And may Allah let us die on iman, and may Allah raise us with iman on the day of Qiyamah. This brings us to the end of the third supara. By the fadl and karam of Allah Ta'ala, may Allah accept it and may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.